This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This Saturday, Race Across America, a big local event. We're going to go in-depth, talk about what's going to be going on, why it's going on, and other things related to that. County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for coming in.
Always glad to be here, Kyle. I brought a friend with me today. I got Shelly Johnson, who's the commander of the Roseburg Navy Sea Cadets, and they are co-sponsors of the Race Across America event. And Shelly and I are going to talk with you guys about that today.
Perfect. Well, we'll talk to Shelly here in a moment. Chris, first of all, any idea how long this has been like a national observance?
You know, there's a guy from Maine who was a wreath maker, and he started laying surplus wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery clear back in 1992. And then Wreaths Across America became a national nonprofit organization in 2007. And there's been actually a chapter working on wreaths here at the Roseburg VA cemeteries, started by Terry and Linda Mooney all the way back to 1996.
Wow. Now, my remembrance of going way back is it was a pretty small thing.
Yeah, it's been kind of small, and that's sort of where I got involved. I was invited as a county commissioner to come out and lay wreaths a few years ago. We had John Pearson, who was a guy that we had gotten to know. He's a local veteran and a self-taught bagpiper that took on bagpiping to give back to military families, and also local sponsor of Wreaths Across America, came into the commissioner's office and asked us about doing a proclamation for Wreaths Across America and invited us to participate. And that year, which would have been, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago now, on Wreath Day, we all showed up to lay wreaths, and the problem became evident. There were about 1,500 wreaths that they had raised money to sponsor that year, and about 7,000 headstones to lay them on. So it was, you know, troubling trying to decide which headstone got one and which one didn't.
Yeah, and as you look around, for the original National Cemetery on Harvard, you've got graves near the front, near right on Harvard, that are from around 2005, maybe 2006. But then as you work your way back, some of those graves go back to the 1800s.
Yeah, been there a long time.
And some historic figures buried in there, some people that may be well-known to some people that have studied history and more. So how did you pick where to put them at that point?
You know, we just did it kind of randomly. We wanted to have them sort of evenly spaced and, you know, make sure the folks that were in the back didn't get forgotten. And we just kind of took a poll and, you know, every fifth one or whatever, and we just spaced them out.
Now, John Pearson, moving forward, had essentially a better idea.
Well, yeah. I think he always had the idea. I think everyone that participated sort of always had the same goal. The goal was always to try to lay a wreath on every headstone. But the right people need to get involved. And I happen to be one of those people, well-connected in the community. The other commissioners, obviously very supportive. And we were able to sort of transform this thing into more of a community movement where the whole community's gotten involved.
And a lot of that really involved, I mean, bottom line fundraising.
Yeah, it was. It's, you know, it all comes down to money. And it wasn't, it didn't take very long to figure out that if we focused our fundraising effort during a certain period of the year, that it went twice as far, because Wreaths Across America gives us a 2-for-1 deal, sponsor one wreath and get a second one free, usually for about 30 days. Shortly following the ceremony, so usually from about the middle of December to the middle of January, and that has become our major fundraising push, which is coming up here in a couple weeks. And we got out in the community and realized that if we could raise the money during that time, that it would cost half as much to get this done, and we've been successful in doing that now 2 years in a row.
Yeah, last year, talk about how different it looked to have every grave covered.
Oh, man. It's hard for me to talk about it. It was overwhelming. When we were done, and for days and weeks afterwards, for a month afterward, you drive by and see it, and it just was overwhelming.
Shelly, how did you get involved in this?
Yes. So I think in 2019, John Pearson approached me at the Sea Cadets and asked if we wanted to partner to become a sponsorship group where our cadets would learn the motto of a remember, honor, and teach, as well as start to honor these veterans by ourselves, or not by ourselves, but with everybody. So I got involved, and I think that first year we, as a Sea Cadet group, gained sponsorships for about 800 wreaths to help out at Roseburg National Cemetery. The following year, John asked me if I would become the co-location coordinator with him. So 2020, that is when I became that co-location coordinator, and I've been involved ever since.
What do the young people you work with, what do they learn out of all this?
So they really, we really focus on the value of the freedom that they have and how these veterans played a part in it. I'm really a proponent of ensuring that I get veterans in to talk about their service, what they've done. And we have many veterans that actually come and are part of my officer corps for the Sea Cadets. And we really just stress the importance of the service and making sure that we're honoring those who have passed away and those who are still living.
Now, the kids in the Sea Cadet program are what age?
They're between 10 and the completion of high school.
So do a lot of them then go on to military service?
Yes, absolutely. I think in the years since I joined the cadets, we've had 5 join the military service, including my son.
And then some of them are probably still in.
Absolutely. I think 4 out of the 5 of them are still in.
Wow. So and how many kids are involved in this year's program?
I have 16 cadets right now in the unit. We're always taking more, and I'm always willing to bring these cadets on, or this youth on, and start teaching them the value of freedom.
So, Chris, as you went around the community with the fundraising piece, what kind of reception did you get last year, or actually maybe 2 years ago?
You know, Kyle, I guess this is one of those times where you never ask a question you don't already know the answer to. You know the answer. The community is supportive. Everywhere we went, they just said yes. Everyone did.
And was that, not really a surprise, but it had to be real gratifying when you're trying to really dig deep and ask for a lot of funds.
We did. And, you know, we have to raise about $65,000 a year in order to get this done if we accomplish it during the buy two, get one free, or buy one, get one free promotion. And you got big players. You know, the tribe has stepped up huge and wrote in big checks 2 years in a row. You've got other folks in the community, Toby Luther, Lone Rock Timber, Ireland Trucking. I mean, go down our sponsor list and you just see it. And then the community partners that actually sort of solved the next problem, which was logistics. You know, when you go from receiving 1,500 wreaths a year and storing them for a week and delivering them to the cemetery to 7,000, there's a logistics problem. The community helped us solve that too, and we'll talk more about that after the break.
Yeah, we will. In fact, we'll take the break right now. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Next couple of days, we're going to be live from Washington, D.C., Congressman Cliff Bentz on tomorrow's program, and Congresswoman Val Hoyle on Wednesday ahead on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Chris Boyce and Shelley Johnson in to talk about wreaths across America. And it is this Saturday, so Chris, talk about the logistic piece of this. Because it's a little complicated when you try to get a lot of people in a small couple spaces.
Yeah, you know, we had recognize that we're going to have a lot of volunteer help to get these wreaths placed. Our target goal for volunteers last year was about 1,500 people, and we ended up a little higher than that. We're expecting to be somewhere in that neighborhood again this year. And for those of you who have been to either of the cemetery locations in Roseburg, parking's a little difficult. So we recognize that we were going to have to maybe do a shuttle type situation, and we called Roseburg School District, and they helped us organize with First Student. So we actually have buses running into the facility. You can jump on a bus at any of three locations. Those are the Roseburg High School parking lot, the Fairgrounds parking lot, and the West Harvard Shopping Center out there. Buses start running at 11. They'll drop you off at the main VA cemetery site. And then they'll also, once we get the wreaths laid there, they'll transport you over to the Harvard Avenue site where we can lay the wreaths there and then get you back to your car.
And so, and that's something that they're just doing as a service.
Right. They have just said yes, like everybody else. Happy to do it. No cost to the organization. Just a community service.
Now, if people are signed up to help and happen to live nearby and could just walk over there or something like that, they can do that too, right?
That's great. And we've added a hospitality tent this year. Sherm's was kind enough to donate a bunch of cookies and Bigfoot Beverages is going to provide beverages. So, you know, we want to make sure people are healthy. We don't have blood sugar issues, things like that. So we'll have a little something for you to eat or drink there while you're there if you need it.
So if somebody shows up to do this beginning at 1, they probably need to get the buses, 12:30 or earlier?
The buses start running at 11. You know, I would say 11:30, 12, anywhere in there. Last year we had plenty of help and the wreaths went fast, as a matter of fact. The only real complaint we received last year was that people didn't get a chance to lay a wreath or didn't get a chance to put down as many as they wanted. So a few less volunteers this year isn't going to hurt our feelings, but we'll also be a little more organized and make sure that everybody gets to participate.
And by the time they get done, what does it get done by, about 2 o'clock probably?
We were kind of wrapping up by about 2 last year. You know, we have a ceremony there where there's some ceremonial wreath laying by each member of the branch of service, a little talk about what Wreaths Across America means and talking about the sponsors that help. And then we go ahead and start putting the wreaths out and then jump over to the Harvard site and put them out there. And we're pretty well wrapped up by 2:30.
Now, do people just walk from the newer cemetery location over to Harvard, or do the buses run them over there?
The buses will take them also. They can walk or ride the shuttle.
Okay. And if people want to get signed up, how do they do that?
Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. Type in our zip code. You'll look for the Roseburg Cemetery site, and there's a button there that you can click to donate or a button that you can click to volunteer, and we hope that they'll click both.
Now, the Wreaths Across America, that's just basically done at national cemeteries, right?
It is the VA cemeteries is the focus, but that's not entirely true. People can sponsor cemeteries anywhere. Last year, there was a local sponsor for Roseburg Memorial Gardens, and some of our leftover wreaths went over to help them. And if you have veterans that are buried at any cemetery anywhere that you're aware of, you can participate.
Shelley, what was it like to watch all of this last year and just see it all happen?
I was in awe. It was really amazing to see the difference between the year before, where we had the 1,500 wreaths and go to the 7,000, and to see the community support. And I stood back and just watched it all happen, and I had no words.
Now, for the Sea Cadets, how does your program work? Are you guys kind of your own independent type organization?
So the Sea Cadets is a national organization for youth with a military focus, and we have units across the country. I want to say it's about 500 units across the country.
So how did you get involved in this?
I saw a post on Facebook that the local unit was looking for donations for a garage sale to raise money, and I looked up the organization and showed my son, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. He was 13.
So he was already interested right from that quickly?
Well, he wanted to join the Navy since he was 5, so he knew what he wanted to do, and when we saw this, he was in.
Now, what led to you, though, going from maybe donating some things to running the place?
I wanted to be involved. I wanted to be there with my son and watch him grow. And, you know, I believe in the program. I've seen what it does now. And a lot of parents will leave the program when their kids do. Not me. I believe in it.
And how long do you figure you're going to be doing this?
As long as my body lets me.
So now, how is the Sea Cadets funded?
The Sea Cadets is funded in part from some organizational fees. So there's a membership fee yearly, and then fundraising. It's mainly fundraising.
What kind of money does it take to operate Sea Cadets in the course of a year and do all the things you do?
I mean, you think about the... We go to the International Air Show every year, and we spend 3 days there, and that takes quite a bit of logistics to get up there for funding and gas and meals, and there's online or there's trainings every summer and every winter that these kids can go to, and that takes money, anywhere between $250 and $400 on average. Depending on the year, there's administration costs, award costs, meals sometimes I have to provide. So it takes quite a bit. And Reese Across America has helped us with that fundraising, but because they give that back to the communities that serve them. So we get $5 back for every wreath that's sponsored through the Sea Cadet sponsorship group, which goes towards all of those great activities that I can provide for the kids.
Now, aside from what we have going on Saturday, if somebody wanted to support the Sea Cadets themselves, how do they do that?
They can get a hold of me. I mean, my email is everywhere with Reese Across America, or, you know, I don't know how else I can give my email. I mean,
sure.
My email is Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at ccadets.org.
All right. And Chris, a couple minutes left here on Inside Douglas County. Why has this turned into such a big deal in Douglas County?
You know, when you drive into Douglas County from anywhere, you see those signs that say, we honor veterans. And you see them in other places too, but in Douglas County, we really do. Douglas County has the highest per capita population of veterans of any county in the state, and the citizens who are here along with the veteran community just really do support the veterans. Raising the money for this thing has been fairly easy because it's always easy to raise money when you have a good cause. And this has been a cause that the community has sort of taken on and gotten behind easily, and literally everyone that we've approached and talked to has just said yes.
All right. And again, how do people get signed up to help out?
Go to ReeseAcrossAmerica.org, type in your zip code for the local locations, and click the button that says donate or volunteer or both.
All right, that's happening on Saturday. Chris Boyce, Sherry Johnson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.